Malachi chapter 3. Understand that I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the sovereign whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Understand, he will come, says Yahweh of hosts. But who may remain in the day of his coming? And who will stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, and he will sit like a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, so that they may offer to Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Then will the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem be pleasant to Yahweh, like it was in the days of old, and like it was in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, and the widow, and the fatherless, and those that turn aside the stranger from his right, and do not fear me, says Yahweh of hosts. For I am Yahweh. I do not change. For this reason you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your forefathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you said, in what way will we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse because you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and prove me now with this thing, says Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour upon you out of the blessing of sufficiency. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he will not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither will your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for one will be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, says Yahweh, and yet you say, what have we spoken? In what manner against you? You've said, it is vain to serve Elohim, and what profit is there that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before Yahweh of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yes, they who work wickedness are set up. Yes, they who tempt Yahweh are even delivered. Then they that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another, and Yahweh listened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who did fear Yahweh and that thought upon his name. And they will be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them like a man spares his own son who serves him. Then will you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between he who serves Yahweh and he who does not serve him. End of chapter.